We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coaches Corner. And, Coach, the season gets underway tomorrow night, taking on Meredosine Valley. And first off, have you been pleased with what you've seen from your squad during training camp getting ready for this first game?
Yeah, I mean, we changed a little bit of things, and they're kind of catching on. We've been giving pretty good effort so far. We just got to tighten some things up, and hopefully we look good by tomorrow night.
Looking at this year's team, 7 players who started at one time for you back from last year, that has to be encouraging. Have you seen those guys kind of pick up where they left off from last year?
Yeah, most of them have definitely, you know, improved over the summer. Of those 7, they were really solid weight room kids. They saw some pretty good gains there, and our summer workouts and everything. I was really pleased with where some of these kids were in the preseason. I just, like I said, hope it shows up starting tomorrow.
Let's talk about those 7 guys. As you look at it, though, 4 seniors are in this year's group, and are those the 4 guys that have been showing the leadership for you so far?
Yeah, definitely. You know, kids like Damian Foster, he's going to be, you know, a big part of the team, and he's been doing a really good job stepping up, being a leader. You know, kid like Lane Bartley's, you know, doing the exact same thing, and we've got to, our seniors have definitely, you know, shown that that they've grown up.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And you open up the season tomorrow night. You'll be taking on Meredosine Valley. And Meredosine Valley going to be a veteran squad as well. They return all their starters. This should be a good matchup tomorrow night for your football team.
Yeah, they got their quarterback, Cole Lacey. He's going to be a pretty good athlete. He's going to be hard to, you know, contain. They got a new coach. And so, you know, we don't necessarily know what they're going to do on offense, defense. We're going in blind. But, you know, I think our kids will compete pretty hard. And I really do think it's going to be a pretty fun game.
As you look at tomorrow night's game, what is it you're going to be looking for from your team?
Well, we definitely need to, you know, control the ball. You know, no turnovers, you know. Make sure that we keep our defense off the field as much as possible. That's a big help when it comes to playing a team like Melbourne possibly could be. Definitely looking for, you know, the solid physical mental effort all the way through the game, because these guys, you know, if they get some confidence underneath them, those Melbourne kids, they'll definitely be there for the whole night. So we've got to get up and, you know, get up early and see what we can do the rest of the game.
Looking at your team, what is it you like about these guys as you get ready for this first game?
Well, the last few years I've been really proud of the fact that we've got some just super, super tough kids. They've been bumped and bruised. I mean, I've had small teams for the last few years, and I mean they just, you know, you basically have to, you know, peel them off the ground to get them off the field. That's one thing that I'm real proud of with this group. But also they've shown right now that they're not afraid to get aggressive. I mean, even with one another. So that should be good news for us come going against people that we don't know.
Coach Ferenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Meredosine Valley, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and by Stewart Service on KVOE Live and Local.